Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Shalom everyone, we've come to the third Aliyah of Parashat Noach, Comfort. This particular Aliyah is found in Genesis chapter 7 verse 17 to chapter 8 verse 14. Today we'll be reading from chapter 8, verse 4 and verse 13. Then the ark rested in the seventh month, the 17th day of the month, on the mountains of Ararat. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, that the waters were dried up from the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and indeed the surface of the ground was dry. What is the relationship between the flood and the resurrection and the return of the Messiah? On the dates mentioned in the narration of the flood, we can find prophetic signs that talk about the resurrection and return of Yeshua the Messiah. Adam started counting time according to what the sun, moon, and stars pointed out since the day he was created. So, he was created on the first day of the first month. At that time, the solar year coincided with the lunar year of 360 days. Many years later, there was an imbalance in our solar system which caused a separation between solar and lunar years. The solar year gained around 5 days and the lunar year lost around six. So there is a mismatch in the world today compared to the way it was in the beginning. But we're not going to go deeper into this subject today. The truth is that when the Eternal brought out his people from Egypt, he changed the way of counting the years. The month in which Israel got out of slavery is appointed by the Eternal to be the first of the year for the people of Israel. The verse in Exodus chapter 12 verse 2 implies that only for the people of Israel that month Aviv, the tender spring, would be the first month of the year from the redemption of Egypt. This teaches us that for the other peoples it wasn't the same. People of the nations who still counted years and months since Adam would have the same month as their seventh. But for Israel, it would be the first one. So there was a six-month change in the count of the months of the year. From this, we learn that the day the ark rested on dry ground after being floating on water would correspond to the current first month from the departure of Egypt. If we look at the dates of the Feast of the Eternal, we notice that the 17th day of the first month is in the first of the three annual feasts, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, also referred to as Passover. What is interesting is that there is a coincidence between the moment in which the ark touched dry land and the date of Yeshua, the Messiah's resurrection. The second interesting date in the account of the ark is when, almost half a year later, on the first day of the first month, counting since Adam, the waters upon the earth dried up and Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked at the new world in which he would then live. Adam was created on the first day of the first month. Noah and those who were in the ark could see the new world exactly on the same day. If we go back again to the plan of redemption revealed on the Feast of the Eternal, Leviticus 23, we realize that that same day is Yom Teruah, also known as Rosh Hashanah, New Year, in which until today the Jewish people celebrate the creation of the world. That is also the judgment day when the return of the Messiah is announced, as well as the establishment of the new world order that comes from heaven, not from men. So in the account of the flood, there are prophetic dates that speak of the resurrection of the Messiah and of his return to the earth. All those who were in the ark could see the new world on Rosh Hashanah. That way, all those who are born again by coming into the Messiah will be able to see the world to come when the Messiah returns on Rosh Hashanah, the same day that Adam was created and the same day that Yeshua was born. In John 3:3, a rabbi says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." On Yom Teruah, we will be able to see the kingdom to come, just as Noah could see the new world after the flood on that same day. In 1 Peter 3:20 and 21, it is written, "In the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water, there is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God, through the resurrection of Yeshua the Messiah." In this text, we see a clear relation between the flood, the salvation, and the resurrection of Yeshua, the Messiah. How wonderful are the ways of the Eternal. May the Eternal give us grace to be able to see the return of the Messiah with joy. Shalom.